Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I don't know if this is just me, but Tiki, I've got to play you something from Aaron Glenn, the head coach of the New York Jets. And then we'll get to the Cinco de Five-O. We'll talk some Giants, Jameis Winston, NFL picks. Very busy 5 o'clock hour. So as we recall last week, Aaron Glenn was a little prickly about injuries. And he said, go ask Rich, as in Rich Cimini. Listen to the way Aaron Glenn opened up his press conference earlier today, because the first thing that you usually do day after the game is, hey, all right, here's the injury update.
Right.
And tell me if this doesn't sound like Aaron Glenn without apologizing, Take a listen.
When it comes to injuries, just like I said after the game, no significant injuries. And if there are any that comes up, I will make sure that you guys get everything you need to know on Wednesday when everything comes out.
Would you take that as Aaron Glenn saying, all right, truce?
No, I think it's more he got a slap on the wrist from the NFL.
Oh.
Because they don't play with injuries, period.
Okay.
So it might have been funny and making fun of Rich Cimini, whether he was really pissed off or just being jokingly pissed off. The league does not mess with that. They will fine you in a second.
So that sounds to you like someone got to him and said, hey, no screwing around.
Stop jacking around with the injuries.
All right, so there you go. So from here on forth, Aaron Glenn will tell us about the injuries.
All right.
Here's your Cinco.
Cinco de Five-O with Evan and Tiki on the Fan.
Cinco de Five-O is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. If you go back on the Odyssey app, hit the rewind. Evan went over. I did some great research there, giving you the record of all these interim coaches.
A listener named John did.
Okay, I did it well. And so we got that. But here I am to give you the Giants the last time they were in this scenario, because they were in the last 10 years. The five things to remember about the last game the Giants played in their first game under an interim head coach. This will be filled with a couple trivias. We'll see if you guys get it right as well. A fun trip down memory lane. Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
So this is not part of it, but just an overview. The Giants got smoked by the Cowboys in this game in 2017. This, number five, this was the week following the Geno Smith start versus the Raiders that snapped Eli's consecutive streak.
That's right. I mean, that's basically what led to the firing.
Which was a crazy week on the Fan. Francesa screaming to fire Ben McAdoo. He did, and bang.
I remember my opinion was not anger that they were sitting Eli Manning. I agreed with it. I was confused why they were going to Geno Smith and not their third-string quarterback who they had just drafted, by the name of Davis Webb.
Yeah, I agree.
And that was, like, my big point was, guys, you got to find out what you have, but why Geno? Why?
Well, because I think Geno was still relatively young, wasn't he?
He was, but remember this, Teague, he failed with the Jets, and now he began the process of bouncing around the league. So
but I think teams saw something in Geno Smith that you saw briefly, because he made a couple of Pro Bowls, right?
Not at that point.
No, right. I'm talking about in Seattle. Later.
Right, he went on and did very well, and I give him credit for that. But at that point in his career, he was 27 years old, and he had just spent 4 years with the Jets, in which it obviously didn't go well.
But to be fair, we screamed and yelled that they should have started Davis Webb. I did as well. Ben McAdoo was trying to say he thought he saw something in Geno Smith that clearly in Seattle he later unlocked.
Oh, no, no. Right. Guys, it turned out to be something because Geno's had a really solid career, and I give him credit and maybe Ben McAdoo credit. I'm just telling you, in the moment, it was the big issue, Teak, was why Geno?
Yeah.
We turned out to be wrong, clearly, because there was something there with him, but I remember being like, Geno Smith, what are we doing?
It's true. All right, here we go.
Number four.
This should be very quick trivia on number four. The Giants had two co-leading tacklers in that game. Could you name who they were?
No.
Tiki, could you if you tried?
No, I don't even remember who the starting linebackers were.
Oh, I'm glad you asked, Tiki, because they were both linebackers that led the team in tackles that day. You ready for this? Calvin Munson.
What?
Who? And the other co-leading tackler? Is Kelvin Shepard, who's now the defensive coordinator with the Lions, who will start becoming a head coach in Canada.
How about that?
All right.
Oh, that's funny.
Here we go.
Number three.
Eli Manning returned from that benching and threw two interceptions and only one touchdown. Do you know who scored the only touchdown in the game for the Giants?
Saquon?
No. No, he wasn't there yet.
Saquon, oh, he wasn't. That's right.
Rhett Ellison.
He's tight end, right?
Tight end. So now, if we're stacking a theme here, we scream and yell about the defense and the weapons now. Calvin Munson, Kelvin Shepard, and Rhett Ellison, the big stars of this game. That team sucked.
And that was a team a year removed from winning 11 games and making the playoffs.
All right, here we go.
Number two.
It was Dak Prescott's second straight win in his young career versus the Giants. To this day, he has still not lost another game to the New York Giants.
That's the most impressive thing about this whole thing.
That feels forever ago.
Forever. And here we go.
Number one.
Losing that day and not getting the interim head coach bump all but locked up the Giants having the second overall pick in that year's draft that would later be used on Saquon Barkley. And that is your Cinco de Fivo to show you where we were the last time the Giants were in this situation.
I will spin it a little bit more forward to tell you this, and this is just a theory, so I don't know if this is true. If that didn't happen, the Eli benching for Geno, like Eli just played the rest of the season, and the Giants lost the same amount of games, it just didn't work. I believe they would have moved on from Eli and drafted a quarterback in that draft. I think, again, just a theory, that everything about the benching and the way it went down led to that group running the Giants to believe, let's give it another try.
Well, let's not send him out like this.
Right. Let's draft Saquon, let's try to win, and they punted the quarterback decision until a year later when they drafted Daniel Jones. I believe if that mess never happened, A, McAdoo finishes the season, and B, I think they draft a quarterback in 2018.
Yeah, no, you're probably right. Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus, streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus. It's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season, streaming November 16th only on Paramount Plus.
So we are about to see Jameis Winston start at quarterback for the New York Football Giants. I think many of us have enjoyed his singing and the excitement that Jameis brings. But tell me this, Tiki. What is the biggest difference we're going to see from the Giant offense, and how different will things be called? I know that we also have a new head coach, but we also have Jameis Winston under center.
Yeah, it's going to be more traditional. It's not going to be the zone reads that you've seen. It's not going to be scramble type offenses. So ball out quick reads, and then if you don't find it, scramble. It's going to be more progression based offense because that's what Jameis does. He will move out of the pocket and try to make throws, but I think it's going to be more traditional. I hope that in that vein that we'll see more non traditional running because Jameis doesn't always get under center, but I think he has the ability to. And if you run different types of schemes, it gives you a better chance to play action. So that's what I hope. I don't know what's going to happen, but that's what I think is going
to
happen.
And he's definitely the player to watch because we're going to get to see Jameis Winston maybe one time only, because if Jackson Dart gets cleared, this could be a one-time only thing. And as the player to watch, it's brought to you by Dr. J. Shot Samuel Pain Management, by ELEC A25, Building Our Future, and JAG Physical Therapy, Get Back the Life You Love. And with respect to Jameis Winston, we've done this for many others, and I believe Jameis deserves it. He deserves a Friday stat prediction. So let's go around the room and see how accurate we are. Jameis Winston's one and only start, because it's possible this is it, if Dart gets cleared, which we're all hoping for. Tiki Barber, I'll let you begin it. Give me a stat prediction, completions, touchdowns, interceptions, yards,
right,
for Jameis Winston.
29 out of 41 for 280 yards.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Two touchdowns and an interception.
Sean Morash.
Wow, okay. I'm close to the Tiki. You're going to hate me. This feels a lot of prices right here. I'm going 26 of 42, 293 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 picks.
Well, I'm writing this down very quickly. 26 of 42, 293, 2 touchdowns, 2 picks. Yes. You basically copied Tiki. Tommy Lugauer.
I'm going to say Jameis Winston completes 20 passes out of 27 attempts, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions for 273 yards.
Oh, I got
not much on the ground from Jameis. Mm.
Yeah, none of us have done that.
Maybe 5 yards rushing, something like that.
It's just not part of his game.
Yeah, it's really not his arsenal.
23 for 35 for 405 yards.
Come on.
4 touchdown passes and 3 interceptions.
That was like Loogie Tommy DeVito-esque there.
But that's likely. Evan's going to be right.
Of course I am. I'm stunned that you guys didn't go my route.
I went conservative.
I know. You all acted like he's somebody else. Like, dude, he's going to put up massive numbers, good and bad. And no, Tommy, it's not like Tommy DeVito. I attached 3 interceptions to it, and I'll throw in there for a bonus.
You haven't thrown for 450 yards.
Yeah, usually you lose when you throw for that many yards. I don't know if you're aware. And for bonus purposes, one of those 3 interceptions will absolutely be returned for a touchdown. Deliver me from pick sixes!
Xavier McKinney. There's also another fascinating stat that adds to, like, when we're making these stat predictions. I was listening to this podcast, Talking Giants, right?
Good podcast.
Yes. On there was this stat. So Jameis Winston has been in the league for how long you want to do this. Do you know how many times he's actually thrown the ball away out of bounds in his career?
Great question. How many?
46. That's it. And if you compare that to, like, other quarterbacks in the same time frame, it is, like, the lowest by a mile.
Russell Wilson did it 46 times just this season.
He does not give up on plays.
So I guess I'm surprised that none of you guys went down the route I went down, which is that we're going to get the full Jameis Winston experience, which is he's going to throw for a massive amount of yards, there's going to be a bunch of big plays, going to be a bunch of disastrous plays, and it's going to be wildly entertaining. That's the Jameis Winston experience.
You're making the assumption that there are going to be receivers on the end to connect for big plays.
Right. Exactly.
Because that's the only way you get the 400-plus yards.
Jalen Hyatt can have the game of his life.
Yeah, bunch Slayton's of 50-yard plays. That's not going to happen. Who's doing that? Slayton's got a bum hamstring. I mean, little Jordan Humphrey's gone.
Yeah,
I guess Isaiah Hodgins, who's back.
There's reports they're elevating this Cambry from the practice squad who had a connection with him in the preseason.
7 catches, 150 for Cambry. I mean, come on. It's football. Crazy crap's going to happen.
I mean, Tiki both had the pass attempts in the 40s here. I mean, I don't know what more you're looking for.
All of you guys basically gave the same prediction.
Well, hold on, though.
Actually unbelievable. Real quick, Tiki was 280. Sean was 293. Tommy was 273. You may as well all just, like, cloned yourself.
No, but there's another thing that Jameis Winston has not yet been a part of that's been a part of the NFL trend this year.
Go ahead.
You're getting less 300 to 400-yard passers based on the field position now that exists with the kickoff rule this year.
Okay.
So everything's been, like, high 290s, even on the high end.
Well, that's interesting. I didn't even think about that. So you're throwing for less yards because there's less yards to cover.
Yes.
Huh, crazy. We'll check in on Monday at 4:30 and see how we did on our stat predictions. Toll-free numbers 888-808-1019. Let's go to Andrew in New Jersey. Good afternoon, Andrew.
Hey, how you guys doing? First of all, that devil news makes me depressed for the weekend, so that's great.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. So I called a couple days ago with an idea for the draft, flipping the order. And the fact that Tiki liked it, I'm going to tell my family I don't need Christmas presents this year. I'm set. nice. But you disliked it because your idea was that it buries the bad teams.
Correct. Yes.
And my counter to that is bad teams do a good enough job burying themselves.
The same teams
pick at the top of these drafts every year, and they're still bad. And the good teams pick at the back end of these drafts, and they still come away with good players. They still develop good players. And they're not getting buried by picking the back end of these drafts.
No, but you make
a good point. I think the truth to his point is that if you keep forcing these guys not to take the easy way out, the bad teams, by we got the best player in the drafts because we sucked again, you force them to actually do better on field business. And I don't know what that looks like or how you actually do that, but you'll figure it out. Otherwise, you're just going to stay bad. You know, this is why I love European soccer, by the way, is it because if you are that, what we were just alluding to, you're just perpetually bad, you get relegated, right? You go down a division. You're not competing in the high glitz, high moneyed division. You go down. And so you're forced to have to be good. And I don't think enough teams have the wherewithal, the fortitude to do that when they've been bad for a couple of years.
So our last caller's idea, for those that are confused by it, is that the draft order in the NFL should go in reverse order of the teams that miss the playoffs. So, for example, if you're the first team to miss the playoffs, which right now, if the season ended today, would be the San Francisco 49ers with a 6-4 record, they would pick number one. And that would lead towards the Giants and Jets instead of picking 3-4, which is where they're locked in at, to be picking 16-17. My question in relation to that would be for Sean and Tommy as tankists, because they are tankists, right, Tiki?
Yes.
Okay. If you were a fan of a team, let's say the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are currently in the postseason but barely, would you actually root against your team to just miss the playoffs to pick number one overall under the guise of, we're not going to win in the playoffs anyway. Let's pick number one and get our franchise quarterback.
You nailed the one unique team that I would say yes about.
Yeah, but also, why do you keep rewarding a team that doesn't try? Why do you reward the team that consistently finishes last or at the bottom? That doesn't make sense.
Oh, you're saying like in general the current format?
Yeah, the current format.
Oh, I agree with that. I agree with that.
Like you're rewarding sucking.
Yes. I mean, that's unfortunately, you're right about that. I don't know the best way to solve it. I don't think this is it. But
the best way is just the NBA style lottery.
No, that's what I've suggested.
I agree with that.
So the teams that right now are on the brink of maybe making the playoffs or missing the playoffs are teams like Jacksonville, though their pick goes to Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Green Bay, though their pick goes to Dallas, Chicago, Tampa, Buffalo, San Francisco, Kansas City, Carolina, Houston. My point is, would any of those fan bases say, screw the playoffs, I'd rather pick number one overall?
I think only if you thought you were kind of having a random year where you need a quarterback and felt like maybe you played yourself out of it, where that could be the Steelers, that could be Carolina. Maybe you would have that thought process.
That's my only concern. Plus, our last caller's point about, well, the bad teams are bad no matter what, no matter how they pick. Look at Tennessee right now. Look at the Jets, the Giants, all that. You also make it more difficult for them. So, yes, they suck anyway, but by having them pick 16 and 17 and 18 instead of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it's just likelier that they're going to remain buried. So,
I don't know. I kind of feel like if this became the norm, then you as a bad team would spend a lot of effort in free agency identifying not only the best player for your team, but the best leader for your team. So a difference maker. So a guy that you can go, because you're not getting him in the draft, that you go identify, he becomes free, you build your team through experienced talent, and it can help change your culture. Like, think about Brian Burns, for instance, for the New York Giants. As much as we want to knock Joe Shane, it was a great signing. One, because he's having a fantastic year, but also because of how he is, like his persona. You can feel that he's a natural leader just by his effort on the field and just how he addresses the mic every time after a game, win or lose, except for the one that he skipped out on. And so I think that is what would be forced to happen if you can't just, I don't know, think that your savior's coming in the draft every year and this is a 22-year-old kid.
You know what's kind of remarkable and depressing all at the same time? So since 2016, because the Jets had the randomly good season of 2015, the Giants had it in 2016. Really, since that line of demarcation, it's been bad almost equally for both of us. The Giants and the Jets have the two worst records in the NFL since 2016, and it's by a lot. Like, the Jets are the worst at 48 and 110. The Giants are 53, 104 and 1. Like, it's really, really bad. So since 2016, we are clearly the two worst teams in football, and yet, correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm not wrong because my memory would not forget this, neither of us have picked number one overall.
Nope. That's right.
We've sucked for a decade.
Yes.
And we never pick one overall. You got to pick number two and got Saquon. We got to pick number two and get Zach Wilson.
Right.
Other than that, while we're getting good picks, we are never the team.
I have a theory on that, too. I feel like there's so much pressure when you're that bad year in and year out that at the end of the year, you probably are likely to be the team scrapping and clawing to try to get that one extra win to make yourself feel prouder about it the next offseason. And it probably costs you the complete bottoming out. I don't know. Just a theory.
Yeah, I don't buy it. I don't really have an answer. Sometimes it's just,
could you be that bad for that long and never get the number one pick?
Because
you know?
We suck, but we never suck lucky enough. Think about that. We suck, but we never suck lucky enough to get the game-changing player that changes everything.
But is it always a game-changing player at number one?
Not always. Right. Yeah. It certainly wasn't at number two that year when they ended up with Zach Wilson. And by the way, I thought about this earlier in the show, and this was like 2 hours ago, so you could rewind on the Odyssey app. We had a caller mention Mac Jones for the New York Jets. So the New York Jets' new strategy at quarterback is to just get every quarterback from that draft until we get it right. Started with Zach Wilson, go to Justin Fields, try Mac Jones, bring in Trey Lance eventually. Yeah. And then, at some point, Trevor Lawrence will come save us.
Imagine that.
No. Let's go to Joe on Long Island. Hey, Joe.
Evan, my guy.
What's up?
Are we serious about, I don't know, maybe an hour and a half ago,
yes,
you made a comment about how you are not one of those delusional Jet fans.
Correct, I am not.
I beg to differ.
What?
I have fond memories of maybe spring, summer of 2024, both before and after Aaron Rodgers joined the Jets organization. I can't give direct quotes, but I'm counting on Tommy and Sean to dig up some clips of you saying things along the lines of, the Jets are obviously a championship-caliber team with Aaron Rodgers, right. And it'll be a major disappointment if they do anything less but make the Super Bowl if Aaron Rodgers is on this team. That's not delusional.
Oh, okay. Hold on. I'm going to defend myself. First of all.
Got you. Sorry,
he didn't get me until people provide audio. Mm. We believe in holding ourselves accountable, and I've always said this to all of you guys. If you have audio that holds me accountable, I will never tell you not to play it. So whether it's Dan who listens to the show Loyalty or any of you guys, if you find audio that you feel is worthy of an L, play it and we'll discuss. But I digress on one thing. Me reminding you of expectations when you bring in a 40-year-old quarterback is far different than telling you they're going to win a Super Bowl. Yes, when you invest in Aaron Rodgers, it's disappointing if you don't win a championship. That doesn't mean I think they're going to win a championship. And I don't think that's delusional. It's delusional to be okay at acquiring Aaron Rodgers and accepting a 10-win season. And I was never going to accept that because where does that take me? I need to win. I'm bringing in a player like that. I got to win a championship. Same thing when the Nets brought in all the mercenaries. They had to win a championship. Same thing now with the Mets. They got to win a championship. So I stand by that, but that also is not the same as thinking that they will. But again,
provide the audio. And
I need to ride Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you.
Well, that's a different kind of audio.
5:22 on a Friday, I'd rather not hold Evan accountable. You know what I mean?
Well, you've got all of November and December. So it's not a today thing. It's an in general thing. And here's the best part. No one's going to look it up, so I won't be held accountable. Someone stop me if you can. You got the audio? Send it to Tommy. You got the audio? Send it to Sean. But you guys got nothing.
And I think, I'm glad you did that, Evan, because we really need to empower our audience to send stuff. Because you get stuff sent to you.
Right, all the time.
And I get it. You've been
Evan
here for,
does.
Right.
Send it,
right,
send it to somebody else.
Send it to me. If you have dirt on Evan, send it to me. Send it to Teak. Send it to Sean so we can get him. Because a lot of the audio you get is from our audience.
I would say about half of it is from the audience. Half of it is me doing the work.
All right. But if 50% of the for us is the audience giving it to us, then we can get you.
So basically, you don't want to do the work.
What are you talking about?
Go
you you get information.
Exactly. Evan, you don't do the work half the time.
Half the time, I agree. Half the time,
no,
I don't do the work.
It's more than half the time now. You used to do the work all the time. 90% of the time, your butler Dan serves you everything, and you sit there with your feet up like Dable and Hard Knocks.
You can't prove that.
I can prove it because every morning I come in and go, wouldn't believe what Dan found out?
I snoop. I walk by that iPad. It's always the Rico BG email. There's tweets from me that you might not get to or Sean or Tiki. You're constantly being fed information about us. So we need those lackeys. So if you're out there listening, at Tommy Lugauer, at Sean Marash, Tiki doesn't have Twitter, so you just have to send it to me.
I hope they do because I'll say it again. You guys got nothing. Yeah, I mean, you can make stuff up. Maybe we'll go to AI. I made an AI of Ronald Reagan saying, "Let's go Mets." I really did. It's crazy. Do you want to hear it? I'll play it off of my phone.
Oh, God.
Dude, it's so amazing. I don't even know what to do with myself. You ready?
It's a beautiful night for baseball here in New York. Let's go Mets.
Isn't that crazy?
It's amazing how they make it sound exactly like him.
I know. And a part of me feels bad because, like, Ronald Reagan and his estate should probably put a stop to it.
Right.
Honestly, because I made him say something fun. Let's go Mets. You can make him say anything.
Right.
Offensive stuff.
Didn't Morgan Freeman just sue for this?
Did he?
I think he did.
He should.
Because AI is stealing his voice.
I mean, that's
and the his. He's got an iconic voice.
I'll never forget, there was a legendary worker here at WFN. His name was Dick James. Okay, worked here in engineering for many years at this radio station before you got here, okay? And Dick James used to tell a young Evan Roberts, I was like 23 at the time, he said, Evan, because no one wanted to hear him after a while, so I was the only one who listened, but he was a great guy. Dick would say, all of you guys are going to get replaced by computers. And I said, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, artificial intelligence is going to replace everybody. First, it'll be the update guys. Then it'll be like the scripts that you read, the production guys. And then it's going to be you. And I said, well, hold on a second. How is it going to replace a talk show host? He says, they'll come up with their own sports opinions. And I said, what are you, nuts? Meanwhile, I hear half the radio hosts around the country actually get their hot takes from AI.
Yeah.
I'm not calling anybody out by name, Colin Cowherd. I'm just saying that I heard that's the case. I'm just kidding, Colin. But that would be funny if it was true. Actually, is it true? Sean's giving me a face like it may be true.
No, I'm giving you a face because a headline from the New York Post has just hit my screen here this
afternoon. Can I read this headline to Tiki Barber?
Yes, you can.
Tiki, you're in a headline.
All right, perfect.
Do you want to hear the headline?
Let's hear it.
Tiki Barber blasts little bitch giant players after alleged coaching sideline spat is leaked.
Bunch of bitches.
I mean,
That's your Friday evening news.
Your Friday evening news. Wow. Tiki blast a little bitch giant player.
Bunch of bitches.
Have a great pregame show Sunday, Tiki.
Hey. Well, by the way,
if you're gonna go yeah. around tattling on whatever because you hate your coach, it's what else is that? Is that glorifying? Is that empowering? What is that? Seriously, there's no answer to tell you what that is. It regal? Is it make you feel empowered? Why would you do that? Bunch of bitches.
And
thank you.
And maybe I'm wrong in saying this. You would know better than me. I bet you 90% of the locker room will agree with Tiki Barber.
I agree with Tiki.
Shut the hell up and win a football game, for Christ's sake. Honestly, people are tired of watching your mediocrity and your nonsense. And let me blame this on the coach because he yelled at my offensive coordinator. Are you freaking kidding me? Calm the hell down. Play football.
Damn right.
Be good at it. If not, get the hell out of here and do something else.
You know what? You've just convinced me. Selfishly, I want to continue to work with you. But you know what? You should coach this freaking team. You just got me ready to run through a wall.
This is Tiki Barber.
Like, you know what? Screw it. We'll find someone else to do
it. I hate rookies.
Go coach the Giants. Actually, you know what? Screw the Giants. Go coach the Jets, Tiki.
You guys drive me freaking insane.
That was good.
They're in my neighborhood.
I know. Imagine that. What a swerve that would be. Evan and Tiki on a football Friday. We'll make our NFL picks in just a few short minutes, but let's get back to your telephone calls. We've talked a lot of football today. The Jets' disappointing effort to the Patriots. Giant fans getting set to hopefully begin the Mike Kafka, Jameis Winston era with a victory against the Green Bay Packers and even shaking up the way the NFL draft takes place. All on the docket. 888-808-1019. Sharif is in Staten Island. What's up, Sharif?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Hey, I was just thinking, these are two multi-billion-dollar companies, basically the Giants and the Jets sharing one stadium. Could they be, like, cursed, being punished for being cheap with their stadium, how they develop it, how they don't make a retractable dome, and the football gods funny. Are punishing them because they're billion-dollar rich that have you could do whatever you want to do, don't want to put money in, and then they want to charge their people that come and watch their games. A foot, a leg, an arm, and everything else that come with it.
It's a great idea. The problem with that theory is the Giants won a Super Bowl after building the stadium.
Didn't they right after? Was it that it opened at 11, right?
I guess you're right. No, it closed in 9, so it opened in 2010. So two seasons in.
Whatever, they won their it was Super right Bowl, there, though. Yeah. It was right there.
No, you're right. So it's a great idea, and it's a great theory, but at least on the Giant end of things, it does not check out. Unfortunately. Sonny and Malvern. Hey, Sonny.
Hey, Sonny.
Hey, guys. Hey, T.
What's up?
Hey, you guys want to hear the latest odds to be the Giants' next coach by FanDuel Sportsbook?
Go ahead. Let's hear it.
First, two things really quick. I hope Jack Hughes finishes steak before the unfortunate accident.
That's a good point.
I heard it was a ribeye tomahawk, so hopefully he finished that.
Yeah.
Number two, I got to say this. Boldinger came on and blamed Dable for Jackson Dart's concussion, which I think is totally unfair. If your best chance to get a first down to win the game is to run your quarterback, you run your quarterback. I love Jackson Dart, but it's up to him moving forward to get out of bounds is to slide. I'm sorry. Now, here are the odds, which I don't agree with at all. Most fans I know don't agree with, and I'll tell you the number one reason why, and the favorite guy. Mike McCarthy, plus 700. Bill Belichick, plus 750. John Gruden, plus 800. Clint Kubiak, plus 850. Mike Kafka, plus 900. Lou Anamrata, plus 950. Cliff Kingsbury, plus 1,000. And Joe Brady, plus 1,000. Mike McCarthy, his biggest problem is all those losses in NFC Championship games at home when they were favorite and they had the most talented quarterback in history. And you talk about Dable not going for it on, you know, fourth and goal. On that NFC Championship game against Seattle back, I forget what year it was, he kicked a field goal twice when it was fourth and goal at the one.
But you know why that doesn't matter, at least for now? His career marks are that of a winner.
Yeah.
When he coached Dallas, he won 58% of their games and won 12 games, three seasons in a row. So
yeah, it's not about
struggling in the playoffs is a first world problem.
Right. It's not about the failure in the postseason and those decisions because it's the one thing you don't want to do in the postseason is lose the game. Right. You can suffer it in the regular season if you happen to do something that loses you a game. But you're constantly in the postseason. You don't want to miss, diagnose that opportunity and do something stupid. So he played it safe. Does he need to change ultimately to maybe win it? Probably, because when you look at some of the teams that do win, they're risky in the postseason.
Yeah, I also think the reason that those names were favorites is because they're big names. They're popular names. They're names that people would want to put a wager on.
But it's not one, because if you said Jeff Hafley, who we talked about earlier in the show today, 90% of the people don't know who he is.
Exactly.
So they're not going to bet on him.
That's why when you hear, Mike McCarthy, Bill Belichick, John Gruden. Look, I'll tell you this right now. McCarthy's different. Bill Belichick and John Gruden are not coaching the New York football Giants.
Right.
I guess Belichick, maybe. It's always possible that ownership says, you know what, he's the greatest of all time. He has a tie to the organization. Screw it. So I guess that's possible. The John Gruden thing is not happening.
No.
So just because they're listed as favorites, I wouldn't look too much into it. Mike is in Clifton Park, New York. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. So I have a thought on the Giants coach and a stat for you. So the coach, you know, I'm in my head, I'm warming up to Spagnuolo because he spent so much time under Andy Reid. And what we're not doing is we're not talking about unlocking Abdul Carter. Dart is getting all the focus. And I'm like, you know, if we have Spags and a strong offensive coach for Dart, he spent so much time under Reed, Spags did. Maybe this would be his time to be a coach now. And then also a new general manager who can really clearly see the roster without bias. And here's a stat for you. After the Giants lost last week, I was listening to Lori Rubenstein on The Fan.
Lori Rubenstein, yes.
Sorry, thank you.
That's right.
And, she said, since Jackson Dart started, Jackson Dart has the most designed runs out of any quarterback in the league.
That is absolutely true. Like, and that's why the whole Dart being injured thing, like, it's not one thing. Sonny made a good point. A lot of this is on Dart to protect himself.
Mm-hmm.
But there is no denying that there were a lot of design runs for Jackson Dart.
Yeah, but that's also familiar. It's also familiar to Dave's. Don't forget, in Josh Allen's first year, and I'm not comparing, because I know people get pissed off about that, but in Josh Allen's first year, he had 630 rushing yards and 8 touchdowns. I mean, he was on par with Lamar Jackson in those couple of years. And so I think part of the reason that stat holds true this year is because Lamar Jackson's been hurt. Josh Allen has grown up and matured more as a passer, and so he doesn't need that edge, you know, that running, you know, whatever advantage to find success for his team. I think Jackson Dart still needs that to find success for his team.
Yeah, there's a fine line because if you want to win, you're going to take advantage of Jackson Dart's legs.
Yes.
Why would you ignore that? Why would you put that away? While also simultaneously saying, kind of what Aaron Glenn said about Justin Fields, we need to protect him. So how do you balance the two when you're trying to win games, but also be smart about him and his future? Let's make NFL picks for Week 11, and of course it's presented by the Cash App. Last night, me and Tiki took L's by a half a point. The number, I thought it was 13 right before Pick Sean said, no, it's 12 and a half. They lost by 13. So losses for Tiki and me, wins for Tommy and Sean. Here are the standings. Tiki Barber with a 2-game lead over everybody at 29-26. Tommy and Sean are 27-28. But actually, Tiki's lead over me is a lot bigger. It's 4.5 because I am 24-30-1. We'll make a pick on the Giant game, but not Tiki. He is excused since he will be calling the game as the pre and post. And two other games. We'll start things off with Tommy Lugauer.
All right, game number one for me. This is a team that is getting healthy. They're getting Brock Purdy back. They're getting Ricky Pearsall back. And I think Arizona kind of had their moment Monday Night Football against the Cowboys. They're starting Brissett again, I believe, but, you know, he's a backup, career backup for a reason. I think the 49ers take him to town here. I'm going to lay the 3 with San Francisco, game number one. Game number two. This is a team that I think you back when nobody expects anything out of them, and that's the Carolina Panthers. Yeah. Everybody thought, they'll beat the Saints. It's like, I wouldn't lay points with Carolina, but I'll take them, especially against the Falcons, who have underachieved this year. I'm taking Carolina plus 3.5. That's game number two for me. Game number three.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro.
You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
I think the Giants keep it close. And even if they don't, you have Jameis Winston, who just reeks of a backdoor cover. The line is up to 7.5 now, everybody. It's 7.5. So I'm going to take the 7.5 with the Giants. The Packers are just so, I don't know, uninspiring. They really are. The last 2 games have just been slogs for them. I don't think it's going to be a shootout. I think Green Bay is going to want to muck it up. But I like, with the new head coach here, with the quarterback Winston, to keep it close. So I'm going to take the 7.5 with the Giants. I'm going to take the 3.5 with Carolina, and I'm going to lay 3 points with San Francisco.
Sean Morash.
All right, game number 1 for me. I can't believe I'm aligned with Tommy on a pick here.
Oh, boy. I'd like to change my pick.
The Atlanta Falcons are 29th in the league against the run here. Jonathan Taylor just ran down their throats, and this has all the makings of a Rico Dowdle game and a bounce-back spot for Carolina. Atlanta has not won/covered when favored by 3.5 or more. I'm taking Carolina game number 1 on the road in Atlanta, getting the 3.5. Game number 2, there are certain games on a board every year where you look up and you just go, I got to lay this ball off the glass because it's obvious it's hitting. We all keep screaming and yelling from the mountaintops that the Baltimore Ravens are winning this division. The Ravens are favored by 7.5, a large number. The Kevin Stefanski seat's getting hotter. Baltimore, even trailing versus Minnesota last week, rallied and still covered. Give me the Ravens laying 7.5, game number 2. Game number 3 for me, man, that giant injury report. We got no Kayvon this week, no Darius Slayton this week. What the hell is Jameis Winston exactly throwing to in this spot? But then you have the Packers here who have just, like, they're uninspiring the last couple weeks. Halfley's basically talking about all his friends and family coming in from Jersey, a little eye off the ball spot. You know, there was another part of this Giant game that really interests me, too. When we last left the Giants with a true lead, they were thumping the Denver Broncos, and a guy by the name of Paulson Adebo got hurt, and the wheels fell off the truck defensively. Well, he looks like he's back. And I think the Giants do get that interim head coach bump. I think they win outright 23-20.
How about that?
Give me the football Giants getting the 7.5.
Look at that.
Both you guys taking the Giants. Tiki Barber.
All right, I'll go quickly. The Houston Texans are in Tennessee playing the worst team in the NFL, and they're only laying 5.5. Give me the Texans, who seem to be getting a little bit righter as the season has gone on. The LA Chargers are laying 3 at the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jacksonville feels like they should be a good team. I know Liam Cohen has done some good things down there, but there's something always off about that team. And whether it's Trevor Lawrence or the defense making boneheaded plays, the Chargers are a good squad laying 3. I know it's across the country on the road, but give me the Chargers laying 3 against the Jags, at the Jags. And then the Cardinals and the 49ers. Tommy was talking about this one. This one is in Arizona. And logic would tell you, obviously, the 49ers are going to run away with this one. But save for the Giants game, the 49ers have had trouble scoring the ball. And now Brock Purdy is back. He's bound to be rusty. I know he, you know, is telling his general manager, I just can't play like myself with this toe injury. So I'm worried about the effectiveness of him in his first start back. And say what you want about Jacoby Brissett, he doesn't turn the football over. So he's not going to make the mistakes that I think Kyler Murray was making. So I like the Cardinals here, opposite of you, Tommy, getting 3 at home. Home dogs you always love against the 49ers.
So you went head-to-head with Tommy. I'm going to go head-to-head with you on this Jacksonville-Los Angeles Chargers game. The Chargers are about to make their 4th East Coast trip. 4th. And they've done well so far, by the way. Like, they've done okay. Hasn't really been that big of a problem.
Except for the Giants.
Except for the Giants, I was about to say. I would think this eventually wears on you. And also, the Chargers have had stub-the-toe spots like they did against the Giants. The Jaguars are a weird team. I don't know what to make of them.
Right.
There are weeks in which I feel like, all right, they could win the division. Then there are weeks in which I'm like, they're a mess. I love the Jaguars this week. I'm getting points. I'm at home. I'm facing a team coming from the West Coast. I'm going head-to-head against Tiki in game number 1. Give me the Jaguars getting the 3 at home against the Chargers. Game number 2, I'm getting in bed with a team I hate. I very rarely do this. I think the Washington Commanders feel cooked. It feels like things are going to get worse. And I got to hand it to Miami. Who saw it coming last week? Spanking the Bills. I think they build off of it. And I think that there are some Dolphin fans who are going to hate it because they were probably like, I want to lose. I want the coach out. I want a top pick. You're beating the Commanders. They're laying 2.5. So give me the Dolphins to keep the mood grooving down in South Beach.
It's not in South Beach.
No, I know. Keeping the mood going in South Beach.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I just wanted to correct
you. No, I meant like the mood is happy down there. Give me the Dolphins laying the 2.5 against Washington. Game number 3, the Giant game. They both have picked the Giants, and I did some research. There has been only one Giant game all year in which the 3 of us have all agreed.
Oh, wow.
And that game was we all picked Dallas against the Giants earlier this season, and the Giants did cover. So we all got it wrong. Well, we're going to be in bed again because the Giants are going to win this game outright. I do believe that Mike Kafka is going to make it a discussion on this radio station on him being the permanent head coach. And I think the way to start that discussion is by getting a signature win. Beating the Green Bay Packers at home despite their recent issues, that's a signature win. And I gave some Jameis Winston stat predictions earlier. We're getting the full Jameis experience. Jeff Hafley, you said it's a eye-off-the-ball kind of situation. Why not? The Giants are going to put up much more offense than anyone thinks. Their defense still sucks, so don't worry. You'll still be complaining about Shane Bowen. And I think we're going to get a shootout. And so I'm getting 7.5. Why not? I'm taking the 7.5, and I am going to co-sign what Sean said. They're going to get the new coach bump. Give me the Giants with the points and to win this game outright, getting 7.5. It's the first time all year that the 3 of us agree on taking the New York Giants. But what I am uncertain about is I made very clear that the Giants are going to win outright. Sean made very clear that the Giants are going to win outright. Tommy kind of went with a backdoor cover spot, so you are not picking the Giants to win this game outright.
I am not. They will cover the number. They will not. The Giants will not win the game outright.
For the Giants to win this game outright, Tiki, what do they have to do to knock off such a solid Green Bay Packer team?
I mean, 4 turnovers. Like, the Packers are banged up a little bit. Tucker Kraft is out for the season. Jordan Love looks more like he's playing not to lose games as opposed to being this explosive Aaron Rodgers 2.0, right? That's what he felt like when he first started a couple years ago. And he's I don't say he's regressed because I don't think that's the case. I feel like it's just it's a much more conservative scheme. They want to run the ball, etc. So they got to force turnovers, and more importantly, they have to score when they get into the red zone. And this is a nothing to lose type moment for Mike Kafka. Be aggressive. Take the mentality that Dabes had when he first came here. And you're 2-7, 2-9, 2-8. Like, what do you have to lose at this point?
And I think it's going to be interesting to see how different the play calling is. We took a caller earlier who brought up Kafka's play calling and saying, I haven't really liked it. How come enough people aren't talking about it? And the analogy I gave is that the president of the Giants, in this case, Brian Daboll, is the head coach. He's the decider. He's the one who says, this is what our foreign policy is going to be. This is what our economic policy is going to be. And that's what presidents have always done. They install people to do their policies, whether you like it or not. And so in this case, Brian Daboll may not have been calling plays. That was basically taken from him. And I remember John Mara's press conference back in January when he was open about it, saying, we have to discuss it. I don't know if he should call plays. So it always felt like he wasn't going to call plays, and he gave it to Mike Kafka. But just because Kafka was calling plays didn't mean Brian Daboll wasn't setting the tone during the week of how he wants those plays to be called.
Right, influencing the play caller.
Correct. And so this is a chance for Kafka to make it his calls and his influence, because he's the head coach, and he announced a few days ago he's going to remain calling plays. So yes, he'll call plays, but he's also going to be that decider who says, I want to be really aggressive.
Right.
Or I don't want to be aggressive.
I think he had to keep calling plays. Who else is calling plays? You know what I mean? So it's a system that's been in place for a couple of years now. He's very intimately familiar with it. It's obviously a different play caller, which even makes it more nuanced. Who else would have been able to do it? I guess maybe Mike Groh, because he's been there for a while. And I know in college he was a play caller when he was an assistant there. But I don't. Who else has done it?
No, you're right.
So it's kind of he has to at this point. The question is it going to overwhelm him to be the head coach as well and have to make all those decisions on both sides of the ball in the middle of a game? That becomes the hard thing for a head coach.
Do you want?
But he's a smart kid, you know.
Yeah, right.
He's got a lot of appeal. He's had a bunch of head coaching opportunities, as we've talked about. 8, I think, interviews he's been on in the last few years. So people believe that he can make that step. Now the Giants are putting him in a position to prove it in real time.
Do you want to be the one to say goodbye to SNY, or should I?
Yeah, goodbye, SNY. Thank you for joining us. As always, Baseball Night in New York is coming up next, brought to you by the Tri-State Cadillac Dealers.
That's right. Baseball Night in New York, and eventually someone's going to sign. And I kind of think Edwin Diaz is going to be the first domino.
Yeah. I hope it's not the Dodgers.
No,
it worries me. We talked about this earlier. You can rewind it. But when he starts talking about, I got to take care of my family, that means he's not even talking about the Mets. I know he was asked about the Mets, but he's talking about Green.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yeah. He's talking about 5 years, $100 million, which is the reported want right. that Edwin Diaz has, and he is the best closer in baseball. He is a free agent. And here's what's crazy. The two teams that competed in the World Series last year both need closers. I mean, let's be honest. The Dodgers didn't have a closer.
Right, and the Dodgers will spend money, and the Blue Jays want to spend money.
Correct. And they both could use Edwin Diaz. They're both perfect fits for Edwin Diaz. So this comes down, you know, Joe said this earlier when he joined us. This does come down to Steve Cohen. Because while David Stearns gets to make the decisions on players he wants, I think he wants Edwin Diaz. Why would you not? So it really comes down to budgets and money. And that's the owner.
Yeah, because the alternative is, who's the alternative?
I mean, the alternative is Suarez or Jansen or Fairbanks or put it this way, no offense to those guys, they're not nearly as good as Edwin Diaz.
Right, right. You're not replacing Edwin Diaz with somebody who is potentially going to be better. Like, is or will potentially be better. That's not the case.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year. I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.